And seals of our relationship with God and ministry of the Word. John chapter 14. I'm going to look at verses 1 through 14 for our communion passage this morning. John 14, verses 1 through 14. Follow as I read, please. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak in my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. This table is for those who have come to God the Father through his Son, Jesus Christ. It's for those who understand that there is no other way to approach a holy God. And so therefore, this only way to approach God presupposes our own sin, our own guilt, our own unworthiness to come into the very presence of God. To approach a holy God is to recognize that sinners in and of themselves cannot do that. The scriptures are very clear from throughout the scriptures. In order to come to God, an atonement must be made. The penalty of sin must be paid. Justice must be satisfied. So it's for those then who have been convinced of their guilt, have embraced Jesus as their only hope and comfort in life and in death. And it's this ongoing activity. We do this each Sunday. We do this over and over again. The breaking of the bread that speaks to us of the broken body of our Lord. The partaking of the cup that speaks to us of the atonement that was made, of the wrath-removing sacrifice that Jesus carried out in his work on the cross. And so, this table is for those who are, as we speak, now living in this gospel reality. And if this isn't true of you, we ask that you not partake of the Lord's Supper. If you are not living in this reality that sin no longer has dominion over you, that you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. These things are not true of you. We would ask for your sake, do not partake of this bread and this cup. Simply pass it on to the person next to you. And also we would ask that if you have not been baptized with water in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that you not partake of the Lord's Supper, because we believe as a matter of order that the sign of the Lord's Supper must be preceded by the sign of the initial act of baptism. And knowing that baptism places us within the body of Christ, if you are not a member of a particular church, then we would also ask that you do not take communion. Simply hand the elements on to the person next to you as it is being passed around. But we come to this table with joy, with faith, with an understanding of God's grace to us. And so let us approach the Lord's table. Let us stand together and prepare ourselves to receive the bread and the cup. Could be a time of confession of sin during this hymn that we are to sing as we prepare to receive the Lord's Supper. Let's stand together. Your word.